AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Relief is coming for California. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from L.A.
After 11 storms in 20 days, the Golden State is starting to dry out. But even without any major downpours, there is still danger. Hillsides and mountains are saturated, and there remains the possibility of dangerous mudslides. At the White House, President Biden said he has been in close contact with Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're all closely monitoring the storms, the floods, the landslides all across California.
And Mr. Biden will visit the state on Thursday to assess the damage. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A New Mexico Republican who lost in November now faces a series of felony charges. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
3 months ago, Solomon Pena was running for the State House in New Mexico. Tomorrow, he makes his initial court appearance in New Mexico, charged with conspiracy. Accused, along with accomplices, of firing shots into the homes of four local Democratic officials. One of them, a county commissioner, tells CBS News Pena had come to her home weeks earlier asking she decertify the election results.
Republicans are railing against the White House now over President Biden's handling of classified documents. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
They put a special prosecutor only after other people raise the issue. But are the same amount of agents investigating this that are investigating President Trump? Is the same push behind it? It just does not seem fair.
The U.S. is bringing Ukraine up to speed on a Patriot missile system. CBS's David Martin explains.
About 100 Ukrainian soldiers began training this morning at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in the operation and, just as important, the maintenance of Patriot air defense missiles. Defense against the Russian missile barrages being unleashed against Kyiv, Dnipro, and other cities is Ukraine's most pressing need. But the Pentagon says the training on the high-tech Patriots will take several months.
New Orleans is struggling to find enough police to cover Mardi Gras in a few weeks. WWL reporter Chris Miller's there.
The NOPD is down to fewer than 950 officers. They had more than 1,100 last year. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell announced the city is seeking outside help.
We are prepared to invite and pay for any post-certified law enforcement agency to support us this carnival season.
Gas prices are up and averaging $3.32 a gallon nationwide. AAA's Andrew Gross.
The main driver appears to be the price of oil. That's hit that sort of that magical $80 a barrel point. And when it gets to $80, usually that's the tipping point where you begin to see pump prices nationwide start to rise.
Demand is still down. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mavner with your headlines. Forever chemicals first found in municipalities' drinking water are now showing up in fresh fish pulled from the Great Lakes. A new study in the Environmental Research Journal finds that eating freshwater fish harvested from urban areas 12 times a year can more than triple the level of PFOS in people. PFOS are one of the most well-known and researched compounds of PFAS. PFAS are man-made chemicals used for water and stain-resistant qualities in things like clothing and carpet, nonstick cookware, packaging, and firefighting foam. Governor Evers expected to appoint former State Senator John Urbanbach to lead the Parole Commission. The Democrat announced in December 2021 he wouldn't seek re-election after serving the 27th Senate District for 24 years. Urbanbach can't serve in the role without confirmation unless the chamber votes to reject him. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Menu at GreatWallRestaurant.us.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hit me, cut again.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They are going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Carnegie, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And I just want to give a quick shout out to this portion supported by Minsure. Can you help? We can help you find plans that cover your prescriptions and save you money. Visit Minsure.org to get started. We got a jam-packed show again. We're going to try hanging out with Rob Fairbanks again of the Res Reporter. I think we got the technology figured out. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so we're going to touch base with Nancy Bolio of MN350 and talk about what's happening up in the deep north and all over the place. But, you know, we have news here that you don't hear anywhere else, and I want to lead off the show here, as we always do, with Ogma with the news. So welcome, Ogma.
Bonjour, Anine relatives. This is Ogma Ganuakwe with Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I've got some news and information for you here today. First things first, I want to remind everybody that on January 28th at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis is going to be the Indian Way Comedy Tour with Johnny R., Trish Cook, and the Res Reporter Rob Fairbanks. Shows January 28th, 2023. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Central. If you haven't yet, get your tickets in advance. $14 advance general admission and $19 at the door. It is an all-ages show. Head on over to parkwaytheater.com and check out their events. Find out NDN Way Comedy. And check out their website and their social media, too. They got a lot of awesome stuff, and they've been keeping track of what's going on with their all-Indigenous, Ojibwe comedy troupe. The troupe consists of Johnny the Ojibwe Outlaw Roberts, Trish Cook, and Rob the Res Reporter Fairbanks. Johnny R. has been a comedian for about 10 years, and he's performed all over the Midwest and is working on a podcast and a whole bunch of other projects. He tells true tales about the Res life and is being completely outnumbered by his kids. Trish is a Southsider who's performed at clubs and venues throughout the North Coast, and Trish is an Indian Way. Trish and Indian Way were featured in a Star Tribune article back in October of last year, and she was a finalist in the Funniest Person with the Day Job Contest, which is exciting. And the Res reporter, Rob Fairbanks, is got his start reporting on the polar vortex from the Leech Lake Nation in central Minnesota. Since then, Rob has performed at clubs and throughout the U.S. and has an especially fierce social media following, as you would expect with the Res report. We all love to hear the humor, and humor is medicine, so make sure you sign up for that show again January 28th at the Parkway Theater. Another event I want to remind people about, Saturday, February 11th, is the Intertribal Snow Snake Festival out on La Pointe on Madeline Island in Wisconsin. There's going to be an MC and a warming tent this year, as well as food and drinks at St. John's Church, which is across the street from the track. People are also encouraged to bring additional goods to cook or feed. There'll be a fire. It's going to be so exciting. Organizers and participants are also maybe offering alternative winter games in and around the Snow Snake Weekend. Right now, the challenge is going to be finding your way to the island. There are three main ways to get to Madeline Island. Check with the first two and then see the status of options closer to the time. So Madeline Island Ferry is your first option. Madeline Island Wind Sled is your second option. And then your third option is the ice road from the Bayfield Ferry Landing to La Pointe. Or you could snowshoe, cross country, snowmobile, or dog sled, or walk your way over. Registration is on site once you make it to the island. And gas up and buy supplies on the mainland, everybody. Come self-sufficient and be safe. There's going to be youth exhibitions and instruction starting at 10 a.m. The student youth throw starts at 11 p.m. Men's and women's tracks for 55 plus are at 1 p.m. and men's and women's track for 54 and under is at 3 p.m. If you have questions, make sure to head over to the Intertribal Snow Snake Festival Facebook page. You can just search Intertribal Snow Snake Festival on Facebook. It will pull up with the information. Really, really exciting. I wish I could be there. I'm not one of those people that has a lot of trust for frozen water, but hopefully we'll have somebody who can give us a little bit more information on that when it is, coming back down. Another thing I wanted to talk about, too, comes from an Indigenous artist out of Duluth, Minnesota. Artist Miri Villiard has a request for people on social media. If you have an object or artwork that reflects a story or experience that's related to crisis care, institutionalization, shelter, homelessness, treatment, recovery, etc., or know people that do, she's looking for objects or art to display in a community wall at Waiting for Beds. And the item would be on display from mid-February to April and would include a label with your description of the item. They could be crafts that were made in a facility, artwork or journals, anything that you would be willing to display. She's looking to curate a community space. You can reach out to Miri Villiard at Miri Villiard on social media. It's spelled M-O-I-R-A, but it's pronounced Miri, and it's Villiard, V-I-L-L-I-A-R-D. If you're familiar with Icho up in Duluth, I believe they've done some work up there too. So again, reach out to her on social media and, contribute to that if you can. I know we have a lot of listeners who have that going on. Wanted to just touch a little bit on the Iditarod snow race. Obviously, that's something that we all tend to hear about every year, but it turns out that this year, 2023, it's been the lowest number of competitors since the very first Iditarod competition in 1973. And they're going to include five Native American mushers in this race. But many of the people who are racing, which is a 1,000-mile dog sled race from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska. They basically say that people are kind of being priced out of this event. It's becoming harder and harder to find places where it is appropriate to train, to take care of the dogs, and those rising costs are really becoming a problem. The Iditarod dog race was founded in 1973, and it was to call attention to Alaska's dog mushers' heritage and keep it alive, but it's really becoming cost prohibitive prohibitive, according to people that are participating, and working and raising sponsorship money is more challenging, and people who are competing are hoping that maybe more affluent tribes and tribal organizations maybe could work on supporting competitive mushing through those sponsorships. So exciting to see what's happening with that as it takes place later on this month in January. Last bit of news here coming out of Canada. The Star Blanket Cree Nation has announced that there have initial findings from ground-penetrating radar at the Qu'Appelle Indian Residential School in LeBret, Saskatchewan. And the ground-penetrating radar has located over 2,000 hits, meaning that they believe that there is human remains, specifically the remains of children who attended the Qu'Appelle Indian Residential School. Currently, the discoveries have yielded a partial piece of a child's jawbone. It's believed to be about 100 years old, if not more. The LeBret Industrial School was in operation from 1884 to 1998 and was one of those final residential schools to close in Canada. As of right now, they don't think there's 2,000 unmarked graves, but they do believe that there are human remains. Survivors have been talking about this over the last several decades, that there's been atrocities committed at that school. So we'll keep more on this as there becomes more information. This was coming in from APTN News. One last thing for those of you who are interested in storytelling. If you're looking for a way to connect back to your roots after hearing some of those really painful stories, Winter Legends, as told by Mary Moose and Joe Sutherland, happening Wednesday and Thursday, tomorrow and the next day, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Drum Hall at the White Earth Tribal and Community College Winter Storytelling. This is a free gathering and is opening to community members, and food will be provided. So head on up there if that's something that you're able to do. Back to you, Robert.
Hey, Pini Gigi Ogama. Up next, Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, and then the Res Reporter. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Habitation presents a radio drama. To buy or not to buy, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to compromise and live with a sectional that doth not fit my space, or to take up arms against a sea of mediocrity and by opposing it, to rest. To be comfortable, to enjoy the space that is my home. Hi, this is Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Design and host of Drink in the Style. I'd like to personally invite you to our new showroom located in the District Edina, 7777 Washington Avenue South. Habitation, put some drama into your interior design.
Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion's brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. Hey, I got Nancy Bolio here, and it's always good. We have the Res Reporter on later, Nancy, so I don't know if we should start being funny or and get ease into that, or we should just get a normal report from you. How are you doing today?
I'm actually doing really good. And, Mr. Fairbanks is a fellow Leech Laker. I've got to meet him on a couple of occasions, and yes, he's a very funny guy. So I guess I'm feeling good about being up first today, because that's a hard act.
Exactly.
Good guy. But big shout out to him for, you know, being here tonight and being who he is, because we need some humor every now and then, right, Robert?
Oh, definitely. I try, but, you know, I'm only so funny.
Right. So, yeah, actually, you know, I'm sitting here in my vehicle tonight. I was at the office, and I hope to get a better connection to the Wi-Fi. I had some difficulties tonight trying. I really wanted to show off the office a little bit, because it's a space that really represents the work that we do here in northern Minnesota. So, again, you know, I'm Nancy Bolio with Minnesota 350, and I lead some of the treaty work. And, you know, looking at 2023, Robert, and some of the things that we're working on, I'm really excited to be in this space and continue the work that we do. I had to do some personal reflection to, you know, remind myself who I am and why we do this work. And, Robert, you know, I think, again, it's back to following our original instructions, you know, and you know, just showing up in a good way and using our voices and thinking about, you know, the boarding schools and what these colonizers did to us. They took our voice from us. And, you know, not just our language, but the voice itself, where, you know, we speak for ourselves. And the government, you know, put us in this quasi-sovereign state where we have to ask for permission, and we shouldn't have to. But, you know, I think my purpose is just, you know, just showing people that we have resiliency, and sometimes we have to, you know, remind ourselves of exactly who we are and be a voice for all the good things about to happen, because I feel nothing but good things, Robert, you know, building those relationships on treaty and, you know, having the support of Minnesota 350 as well, you know, and we have a comms team now, Robert. That's exciting. So, we're working on some a website where we can really define who we are, you know, how we're going to show up. And, you know, as allies, you know, as a non-native org, you know, they've, you know, learned through a few mistakes in the past. But I think that, you know, how they've shown up and learned through all this is, you know, why I actually feel really good for working for 350. And part of being there actually helped shape who I am and how to be in the space that I am today. And it's, you know, I had to step out of my comfort zone. And I heard this elder saying the other day, you have to learn how to be, comfortable being uncomfortable.
You
know, and so I think, you know, creating some of these spaces here locally is gonna you know, give our people the opportunity to speak, you know, and be heard and develop meaningful treaty relationships with our elected officials right here and right now. We are the first city on the Mississippi, and I think, you know, first and foremost, we should be leading by example and honoring the treaties, you know. And so, and, you know, Robert, did you know there's a very important comment period coming up? Not to change the subject, but I almost forgot about it.
No, I didn't. What comment period on?
Well, so, sorry about that. The EPA just made a huge announcement back in, I think it was November of last year, 2022, during the White House Tribal Nation Summit. And so the U.S. Environment, I'm going to read what I'm looking at right now. So Washington, today during the 2022 White House Tribal Nation Summit, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan announced a proposal to revise the federal water quality standards regulations to better protect tribal rights under the Clean Water Act. With this action, EPA is working to ensure that state and federal water quality standards will protect tribal rights, such as the right to fish or gather aquatic plants that are reserved through treaties, statutes, executive orders, or other sources of federal law. We know that our shared goal of protecting water resources for tribes is strongest and most effective when it's informed by the lived experiences of those impacted by pollution. So, you know, this is good news, Robert, but it's, you know, what's really concerning about it, I'm doing a little research and looking to it, that they made this, it's a comment period and tribal members are allowed to comment. And when you go to the link, there's so much information, it's too much information.
Wow.
Yeah, and so most of our relatives, including myself, would take a look, see, and we would run south. You know, it's, and it's like, if you're going to be fair and want to hear from those people that you're trying to protect those rights, and I'm saying this ain't a bad thing, but they have to get better at telling us how we can provide a comment, in kind of like in layman's term, you know, or visually teach us how, because that's how I learn, is more visual, you know. And so what we're doing at Minnesota 350, and with the help of Renee Kieser, who's an environmental scientist, and she's a beautiful ally, and she's married to one of our brothers from White Earth. But anyway, we're kind of going through that comment period and all that information, and we're going to draw out what we can to help our people make comment, because as of today, there's only 12 comments that have been submitted, and that's not good. And this is across Turtle Island.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, beginning next week, and then we'll share it with the show itself, that we get this far and wide, but just give us a few more days where we can make this comment period a lot more accessible to the people, because that's the biggest part they miss. And you know what? 90 days is not enough days to get this kind of information in. It's just not fair to us.
Well, you know what I like about, at least, you know, the very least, seeing you out and about, and I've always thought about this, and it's great to have you on the show every week, is that you give me power and other people power listening to you about the treaties, about what's happening, so I can make a comment. So, and then you can direct us to MN350's comment page to get kind of a template. But I just wanted to say that about you personally. I've seen you speak out, and I'm going, hey, this lady knows what she's talking about.
Well, you know, it's, again, there's a lot of good support around us, and I think there's a lot of skills and resources that come through. And, you know, it's people, you know, I want to give a shout out to Renee Kieser. You know, she went back to college and, you know, got her degree in being an environmental scientist. She knows our language, she knows the treaties, and she really gives her heart and soul as a good treaty person to help protect what we need to do to get where we're at.
Yeah, that is. And again, you know, any help that a layman, somebody that's working full time but really is concerned about the water and treaties, we need all the help we can get.
Right. And, you know, and again, it goes back to who we are. We are water, you know, and there is a natural law. And those are, you know, everything, what we are, we're, you know, the food that grows on the water, our stories, everything is connected to that. And as women, you know, being water protectors, I think it's really critical that, you know, this is what we can do to help give voice to the water, is to make comment. And, you know, it also defends who we are, you know, our culture, because that's what treaties intended, you know, to protect, was our way of life. And like our elders say, what good is our hunting and fishing and gathering right if everything is poison along the way? You know, right. And this is genocide when they sit there and continue to deny us of these inherent rights. Again, it's up to the people to find our power and stand up to it in a good way and use these, you know, comment periods as an opportunity to speak for the water and defend our treaties collectively. And they say strength in numbers. So, yeah, we're going to do the ugly homework, Robert, and we're going to put it together in a simple way, and we're going to be sure to share it far and wide.
Yeah, the ugly homework. I like that. That's what it is, right?
It is. And, is that a frog in my throat? But before my time is up, I just want to tell people, make sure every day you're making better choices about living a less disposable life. And making sure that we lead by example by having a less carbon footprint. So there you go.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know what? We don't talk a lot about this in these terms, but I know the planet's burning and we have a lot of things going on that in our lifetime we've never seen before. And I mean, the weather, climate change, we're all about it. And that's why we really support and love having you on the show, is that we talk real issues. So thanks again, Nancy. You know, is there anything you want me to say to the Res reporter when we get on, or do you want to stay on and say hi to him?
No, I'll hang out. Yes, of course. I got to check this dude out. And he's
a progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The rain may be moving out, but California's got storm damage in 41 of its 58 counties. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Ojai.
They're not out of the danger zone yet. In fact, we were up on Highway 33, which isn't too far from here, and speaking to Caltrans workers as they're inspecting that roadway, they're seeing damage for a stretch of about 30 miles there.
Mudslides are still possible in the state. Police, in Albuquerque say a Republican candidate who lost in November planned shootings at the homes of elected Democrats. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Investigators say Pena complained he felt the election was rigged, posting back in November that he stands with Trump and he never conceded his race. The Democratic mayor of Albuquerque called these shootings an example of radicalism.
Ukrainian soldiers are in the U.S. now to train on an air defense system to fight Russian missile attacks. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Those troops have arrived at Fort Sill and have begun their training.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin Republicans want to put welfare on April ballot statewide. The Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed question would ask if able-bodied childless adults should have to look for work in order to get public benefits. It hardly matters since jobless Wisconsinites already have to look for work to get food stamps and unemployment. The move is seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. Dozens of people are pressing state lawmakers to keep the UW-Platteville campus in Richland Center open. State Senator Howard Markwein tells Civic Media he wants to keep the campus open, but says the university's president didn't ask him. The Richland campus is set to close at the end of the spring semester. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Along the Minneapolis-Edina City line. Check out their menu at GreatWallRestaurant.us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I want to just give a shout-out to the Native American Community Development Institute that supports Native Roots Radio. Hey, we are waiting for Rob here. I'm wondering, too, I'm going to throw this out there. If you guys want to give a quick call, 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Hey, and while we're waiting, I'm wondering, you know, if I feel like I should interview Patrick. I haven't talked to Patrick in a long time. And hey, Patrick, are you on?
Hey, Robert, how's it going today?
Great. Hey, thanks for jumping in. You know, I'm the king of ums when it comes to like trying to complete a sentence. No one's like Matt McNeil where he could go a blue streak for 43 minutes and not have a phone call. But I'm going to give that number out again, 952-946-6205. Give us a call here while we're waiting for the Res Reporter. Hey, I want to ask you, how long have you been working for AM 950?
I actually just started my third year. It was officially my third year about 10 days ago. I just started after the new year in 2020. So then that was a lot of fun because then things kind of went off the rails a couple months after that.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you do other work, too. You work in high school sports, right?
Yep, I am a broadcaster. So our portfolio, and I guess I should actually back up a little bit. I'm an independent contractor. So I have a number of people who call me a lot of times. I can say, yes, I can do this, or other times, no, I can't because I already have another game or my production duties here at AM 950. But our primary company I work for has a number of hockey schools in its portfolio. It's a lot of the really major ones here in the Twin Cities area, like Edina, Minnetonka, Wayzata, Eden Prairie. So we get a lot of really big, important games. It's really exhilarating. And then occasionally I'll get a call about some of these other companies that I do contract work for as well, asking if I can come out and help out once in a while. So I feel very fortunate. I've got a lot of people who want me to help out. You know, some I can help out more than others, depending on my schedule. But it's really nice right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. Do you work weekends at the station, too?
Every other weekend. So mm-hmm. I can fit in hockey Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening if I need to be in. But fortunately, Sunday, not really a problem either way.
So what do you think of the progressive station here? You know, we're on Civic Media Network all over Turtle Island, but also with AM 950 here there is a lot of a variety of shows, especially in the weekend. What they've been on for a while too. I was going to ask you what's your favorite show, but it's a potpourri of a lot of things, right?
No, it absolutely is. Saturday morning we have Lori Fitz with Connections Radio. That's 9 a.m. here on AM 950, and they'll just kind of talk about, you know, topics that kind of try to just get your mind moving a little bit and, you know, just, you know, live your best life. And then at noon Saturdays, we've got Living Healthy with Ken Hagland. He'll talk about, you know, the ways you can live your best life, especially if you've got an older family member, maybe you're a little older and you're kind of starting to think about some of those decisions to be made, you know, about, you know, the future. That's a great show. He's got a lot of great guests about, you know, preserving your best life as you kind of get up there. And, of course, then got the best of Native Roots Radio at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Saturday night, we've got Paul Metz's Wall of Power Radio Hour. You don't want to miss that. He does all these great interviews with musicians, journalists, authors. If you really like Bob Dylan, you'll love Paul's show.
Yeah, and he, what, did he buy Bob Dylan's house or something? I'm trying to figure this out. What, do you know the connection up there? And Paul's been an unbelievable artist here in the Twin Cities in the five-state area for, I want to say, 40 years.
Yeah, Paul bought Bob Dylan's childhood home in Duluth. That's what? Kind of amazing. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if he bought it or he just rents it out, but that's where he relocated to. We miss having him in the studio. He was an absolute joy to, you know, record with every Tuesday, but I know he's certainly enjoying himself up in Duluth, and great when we do get a new show from him to put on air for you.
Yeah, he has, he knows so many people over the years, musician-wise, and I know he knows Winona LaDuke, so there's a lot of crossover there. He knows a lot of the Native American, he's been supporting the fight and part of the fight for many years, too. So yeah, he's always a great listening to, and we got Dawn, who really loves Ellie, Ellie 2.0.
Yeah, Ellie, that's Saturday mornings at 10. You can also catch her on Sunday afternoons as well if you can't listen Saturday morning. Sometimes she sneaks in a live show now and then. You certainly don't want to miss those. You can have the chance to call in and talk to Ellie. She loves hearing from her listeners. Of course, doesn't always get to do it live, but absolutely loves when she gets to be live, and she loves hearing from you. So make sure not to miss an episode, because you never know, you might catch her.
Yeah, definitely. And just to back up to, you were talking about the show that previously was on our show. And 3 years ago when you started, we Native Roots Radio has grown so much. We used to be on Saturday for 2 hours. And we used to come to the studio before we had our own studio. And I would love listening to that show beforehand. As a matter of fact, Wendy, who at the time was a pharmacist in the HIV clinic at the University of Minnesota, would call in once in a while. And what was the name of the show again?
Oh, sorry. I think I might have missed the question. I was trying to work on getting Rob on the phone, but sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem. We'll edit this out on the best of, but I feel like this is going to be one of the best ofs because you're a good interviewee. I was saying, what was the name of the show on Saturday at noon again?
Oh, Living Healthy and Aging Well. That's with Ken. He's a great guy, great guest, and you'll certainly... brings a lot of great information to the table. That's noon Saturdays on AM 950.
Yeah, and we used to be on live afterwards, and what I was saying is Wendy would call because there was stuff right up her alley, and it's a very good show, I think, very informative for us older folks that are, like you said, trying to live a good life here. So Sundays, well, I want to say this, too. There's a show on AM 950 that's called Ghost Box Radio. Do you get a chance to produce that show?
I do. It is an absolutely exceptional program with Greg Bakken talking about, you know, things like ghosts and aliens and Bigfoot. But he presents it from a point of view that's accessible to everyone, whether you believe in that sort of stuff or not. If you know, you just want to take a listen, because, you know, Greg's not the kind of guy who's, you know, he doesn't just blindly believe stuff. He will be skeptical about things that he doesn't believe have any merit to them. So that's what I think makes him such an exceptional host about these topics that kind of, frankly, are controversial to many people out there who go, that's all kind of hooey. But I think Greg does a great job of kind of straddling that balance of, you know, this, you know, he'll tell you, I think this is real, but, you know, he'll evaluate other situations, tell you, no, I think that's, you know, I think that's all junk.
You know, I don't know if you're old enough, but I used to love Art Bell. So I really love Ghost Box. Did you ever listen to Art Bell?
I've kind of vaguely recollect something about, I think his show would be on TV on the Sci-Fi Channel very late at night when I was a kid, at least the reruns of it. I didn't watch it, because I think what would probably happen was they would probably show reruns of Star Trek on the Sci-Fi Channel when I was young, and then after those, they'd have Coast to Coast on TV, and right. That's probably how I remember that.
Well, he was fun, and it was called Coast to Coast, and that's still out there now, but it's almost like a right-leaning show when I listen to it. And it was a lot of fun because he would, you know, he'd start at midnight here in the Midwest, and he would, one show he'd just throw out there. He had interesting guests, and he was a really good interviewer, but he'd throw out there, all right, anyone that's been abducted by an alien, give me a call tonight. And that's one of the things that really turned me on to radio was Art Bell, because of his uniqueness. And I think AM 950 and Civic Media has so much uniqueness for people to listen to, and I hope we fill that need too, because the guests definitely drive my show. And that's why I really appreciate you talking to me and the guests not on tonight. Because I think it's important to give our producers some time, too, to talk. And I know Brett has had his own radio show on AM 950, and he also does segments in Matt McNeil's show. And I know you do broadcasting, because I've heard a couple of your broadcasts as just in hockey. So it's fun. It's informative, and I feel good after I listen to a show on Civic Media Network and AM 950.
Absolutely, and we absolutely are very grateful. We know you fill a void out there, certainly for communities that have historically been, well, frankly, trampled on over and over for 500 years, and you give them a voice and a way to lift them up and, you know, prove who they really are and what they stand for and fight the battles that have to be fought. And we're all very appreciative for that. And we're glad that we get to be a part of, you know, things that, you know, people don't hear anywhere else. As you like to say, when Ogama comes on with their news every night, this is content you don't hear anywhere else.
Right, exactly. And with this last minute here, and hopefully you can hold on for me for the last segment too, because I think this is one of those award-winning shows that we should probably designate for an Emmy. But I just want to give a quick shout-out to the Res Reporter. He's going to be in January 28th at the Parkway. It's an all-ages comedy troupe, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and talk a little bit more about Progressive Radio here. And I appreciate that talk, and I'm going to ask you too, what are some of the things that you've learned from our guests here on Native Roots Radio over the years? So I just want to say we'll be right back after this short break, and I'm here with Patrick, and we're just having a conversation here on Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Thanks to everyone who supported AM 950 for the last 3 years. Good news, the AM 950 2023 calendar is ready to go, featuring photos I took around Minnesota and important progressive dates. If you sign up to become a member with a one-time $50 membership or recurring monthly membership of $10, you'll receive a 2023 AM 950 calendar as a thank you gift. Go to am950radio.com to become a member and receive a calendar. That's am950radio.com. Thank you so much for supporting AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves. Please join Howling for Wolves on Wolf Day, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023 at the Minnesota State Capitol. You can sign up on Howling for Wolves event page. Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, as you heard, this portion's supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations, and that's what a native way here for sure. We have many tribes over Turtle Island, including my tribe, Ho-Chunk Nation, which our clan, we have Wolf Clan, so very important to us. Also, I'm here, you know, with Patrick, and, you know, Patrick, we don't have much time to talk, and we talk only business, but I know, like you said, you've been working for 3 years here on AM 950. What do you think some of the things that you've learned as a white person about natives through the show, because we've had just a potpourri of guests, whether it's comedians, TV personalities, politicians, you know, like a Nancy who's, you know, boots on the ground, activist. We've had it all here, Patrick. And so what stands out in your mind when you've listened to our show in years past?
Well, I kind of think one of the things that comes to mind first is just the, you know, the beauty of native life is presented so well on this show that, you know, in ways that, you know, I certainly had never been knowledgeable about, being a white person who's lived in the Twin Cities my entire life, except for college. I gotta be the guy who says I can't definitively say I met a native person until I went to college for the first time. And, you know, I think it's really great to, you know, be a part of, I don't want to say be a part of, it doesn't sound like the right word I'm trying to think of, but, you know, learning about, you know, yes, there are struggles. There are major struggles. And, you know, as white people, we need to do so much better, and we need to learn. We need to understand what it is that we've done and continue to do, and be more educated. And
I don't know if I'll be able to hear it except on the phone, right?
This is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network here on Walk Radio 540 AM 101.1 FM, The Shaw. This is your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, host of This Week of Waukesha on Saturday mornings at 8, welcoming you to a special edition of the Waukesha South basketball program. I know on Tuesdays we're usually watching the men's, but the men's are playing tomorrow night, an early game at 5:30 against non-conference opponents Marshall. Tonight we have the Lady Blackshirts hosting West Allis, Nathan Hale, in a good non-conference matchup. We're really pleased to broadcast it. This is our inaugural broadcast of women's basketball here on Walk Radio, and I could not be more delighted. I have my right-hand man, Connor, who's actually at the studio tonight. Calvin's off celebrating his father's birthday, so happy birthday, Mr. Butenhoff, and we'll have Calvin back tomorrow night in the studio for the men's game. But I want to welcome those listeners from the Native Roots Radio to tonight's broadcast. As Blackshirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve, it is our honor and our duty to walk alongside our Native brethren through your struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and are very proud to declare that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
we invite you to catch the black shirt campaign for men's and women's. The men's are back on tomorrow night, and especially the women's. This is a program with a first-year coach with only one win this season. With, I see, 7 players in the lineup. So a program that's really looking to, that's just like our men's program, starting from the bottom. Their first-year coach, Miles Blankson, has a wealth of AAU experience, so they have some high hopes, and they're hoping that he can draw more talent as this women's program progresses. The stands are starting to fill up with some black shirt faithful, as well as some visitors from West Dallas supporting their Lady Huskies of Nathan Hale. The Huskies have a pretty deep lineup with, I see, more than 11 players. I have 11 players on the roster, but they also have a very robust JV roster that has about 15 players. The Lady Huskies are coached by Bryce Powell. Assistants are Brittany Powell, Dan Ellis, Chester LeBron, Joe Cox. Their trainer is Alyssa Walker with Aurora Sports Health. And their team physician, Dr. Abeda, with Aurora Healthcare. Big shout out to their athletic director, Greg Lucas, who was very hospitable when the Blackshirts were playing out there in football back in the fall. We had wonderful weather and a wonderful game, which the Blackshirts won on a last-second interception. In that game, the lead changed hands 4 or 5 times. So we're hoping for the same excitement tonight between our Lady Blackshirts and the Lady Huskies of West Dallas, Nathan Hale. Our Lady Blackshirts are dressed in their home whites, black fonts and numbers, and some red trim, black and red trim. And Nathan Hale, is in their visiting black with kind of what you'd say like a Dayglo green, like a Seattle Seahawk green, with some white letters, white fonts and numbers. So won't be difficult telling the two teams apart tonight. So there's less than a minute to go. Both teams have left the floor, so they'll be announcing starting lineups in just a moment here. And I appreciate your indulgences. In fact, Connor, I think, let's just see what happens here. This is our first time with the women's basketball, so I don't know if they do the national anthem. It looks like they're doing that. So, yeah, I'm going to go on the limb and say that's the plan. So, Connor, let's take a quick break while they do the national anthem. Then we'll come back for the starting lineups here in the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network with this inaugural women's basketball broadcast.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. A grassroots group wants a pledge that no abortions in Milwaukee will be prosecuted. Reproductive Justice Action is demanding DA John Chisholm sign a pledge ensuring the safety of residents and healthcare providers in his district. They're holding a press conference and rally tomorrow outside the Milwaukee County Safety Building. They're also asking Chisholm to work with Attorney General Josh Call to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which went into effect last summer after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Promising news if you drink water in Wausau. A new water treatment plant in the city is successfully removing PFAS from the city's drinking water. The plant came online last month with a filtration system that pulls the forever chemicals out of the water. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to an increased risk of some cancers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK.